During the campaign, President Trump spent a lot of time railing against the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, the landmark trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
We're going to renegotiate NAFTA. Probably the worst trade deal ever agreed to, signed in the history of the world.
And now that day has come. Last week, the Trump administration revealed its goals in those upcoming renegotiations, and business leaders in Arizona are taking notice. Arizona's top two trading partners are Mexico and Canada, and there's a lot to be gained and lost for our state in renegotiating the deal. For more on this, I turn to Glenn Williamson. He's the founder and CEO of the Canada-Arizona Business Council, and I asked him first to tell us just how interconnected our state's economy is with Mexico and Canada.
Well, I can certainly tell you from the point of view that I watch, we're sitting here with about 350 Canadian companies operating in Arizona, and about 70 of those companies operate in Mexico simultaneously. One of the largest employers in Guaymas is actually a Canadian company that has offices here in Arizona and in Canada. So we see a huge interaction that goes on back and forth from Arizona to Canada and to Mexico. I think that you hear an awful lot about fear immediately coming in, where people are saying, well, we're just going to all of a sudden cut off a country or cut off two countries from negotiating and or trading with the United States, which is virtually impossible to do. They are so ensconced and they are so deep and they are so reliant on each other. That will never, ever, ever happen as far as I'm concerned, no matter who is the president, no matter who is the administration.
So what kind of updates would you like to see happen? We hear the term modernization thrown around a lot in this conversation.
I can tell you that Canada and Mexico are very, very concerned about how this gets renegotiated. But when the government came out on last Monday with Wilbur Ross's idea of what he wanted to do, it was nowhere near as draconian as people had first anticipated. There were sections in it that are a little bit difficult. I can tell you from a Canadian point of view, lumber, steel, and dairy are three that everybody jumps up and down about, but that's been going on for decades and decades and decades. And the same with Mexico. You just can't all of a sudden stop the agricultural business and the aerospace business from developing the way it is on the North American continent. It'd be very, very difficult to do.
Walk us through those priorities a little bit that the Trump administration outlined. What were some of the things that Arizona businesses may have been concerned about and that you'd like to see happen or that concern you?
Biggest thing that we have watched since Monday's release of Wilbur Ross's negotiating point is what's called Chapter 19, the dispute resolution. This is the one that seems to have everybody's attention. Everything else is, normal negotiations and updating of services and tweaking this and tweaking that. But the Chapter 19 resolution and how things are dealt with when there is a problem, that is the one portion that has got everybody concerned.
And what's the concern there?
It's unilateral. We're the United States, and that's the way it's going to be.
And that doesn't work in a trade relationship, right?
It's a little difficult when you say that this is how it's going to go, but I want to trade with you. And when something goes bad, I win, you lose. I think that is going to be one of the stickiest parts of the renegotiation that's going to come up.
Okay. And what are you hearing from some of the businesses here in the state now?
I would hazard a guess that it's certainly from the Canadian side, not much. From the Mexican side, a lot. And one has to look at that and, try to discern the difference between emotional concern and practical reality. And I think that at this moment in time, until we really, really know what's going to happen, everybody is thinking worst-case scenario. But let's go back to what I talked about at the very beginning of your interview. These three countries are inextricably tied. It is virtually impossible to undo what has been put in place. That is a fundamental building block of our belief that the renegotiation of NAFTA is going to be a lot of tweaking, a lot of, updating. If you take a look at this, this is the first, to one of my knowledge, this is the first thing that this administration has promised and kept on deadline. So a lot of this has already been pre-negotiated under TPP, and when TPP was thrown out the window, a lot of that stuff was already there. So there's nothing novel other than, you know, here's how we're going to enforce and here's how we're going to make it happen. And we'll see what happens as people bark really, really loud. You hope that at the end of the day, cooler heads and less emotion and more practicality will rule.
Okay. Glenn Williamson, founder and CEO of the Canada-Arizona Business Council. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this morning.
You're absolutely very, very welcome.